Rabbi Dovid Sulzbacher, Thursday the 2nd of April, Rabbi Dovid Sulzbacher, Chiyuv Noshim B'Leil HaSeder.
Good morning and Brashus Avi Moiri, it's good to have him here at the shir today. 2 days ago, I was preparing this shir, and out of the blue, it's quite incredible, I met a lady, and we were discussing Seder night, and we happened to mention the Dvar Torah about Ram Gamliel Hoya Oimer. So she said to me, that part of the Haggadah, that's my favorite part, because at our Seder, that's the bit that I say for the whole family. The part of Ram Gamliel Hoya Oimer. So the question which I wanted to discuss was mamish halacha l'maisa. I didn't want to really break it to her. There's a whole shtick of Torah on this subject. But my question is it permitted for a woman to take over, as the husband's got a sore throat like I've got, is it mutter for the wife or another lady to take over and say part of the Seder to be moitzi her husband? Sorry?
Not just because you've got a sore throat, why can't you do it anyway?
Okay, let's ask the question. So what's the shaila? That's poshut. It's written in the Rambam that men ochayovim on Sipur Yasiyat Mitzrayim min haTorah on Seder night. The Rambam says it in a few places. That's clear that men have a mitzvah min haTorah to say the Haggadah. Min haTorah. The question is, do women have a mitzvah of the Haggadah? And if they do, is it deraisa or derabbanon? And that will be a huge nafka minah halacha lemaisa. If women are not chayoves at all, and even if they're chayoves, are they chayev in midaraisa or midrabbanon? If they're only chayev midrabbanon and a man's chayev min haTorah, then a woman would not be able to be mitzi a man in the Haggadah. I found in the newest chelek of Igros Moshe that Rav Moshe Feinstein asks this shaila. He asks it clearly: is a woman allowed to take over from her husband, or, like you said, the chatzchila? Can a woman say part of the Haggadah?
For others, you mean?
Sorry?
For others.
The shaila is: the father has the chiyuv, his own chiyuv.
Yes.
Can a woman be moitzi her husband for her husband or for any men? Can a woman be moitzi a man in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Does it say after sacrifice?
Yeah, okay, that's, first of all, it's not possible that actually means, I know we say a lot of different Torah, after sacrifice means the feminine, and it's also, that is the answer to the She'en of Deir Lishayil, but there's no question about it, that you can't bring a raya from there that women are chayovis in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's clear. Now, it could be that if a woman wants to say parts of the Haggadah, meis holach mo'anyo, v'hishe ondo, which are not mamish the ikka Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe that wouldn't be a shayla at all. But there are certain parts of the Haggadah which are absolutely ikka, and if you don't say that, you're not even Yotza Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's those Chalokim. Now, what is the most important Chaluk of Seder night as far as the Haggadah is concerned? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if I'm not mistaken, it's the only place in Shulchan Aruch that the Balei Tosfos who lived in England are quoted. The Ramah says that the Yoima, the husband, when he says the Haggadah, should say it beloshen shemevinim hanoshim vaktanim. He has to say it in a language that the women and the children understand. V'chein osa ri melandra. And that's what the ri melandrin used to do. Kol Haggadah beloshen laz. The whole Haggadah would be said in English, possibly French. Kidei sheyevinu hanoshim vaktanim, in order for the women and the children to understand. Before we go into depth into this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says on that, so you see that the women have to be part of the Haggadah. So he writes there, therefore a maid, a Jewish maid who's working in the home, It's coming up to the meal. She has to run out to the kitchen. Nowadays we don't really have Jewish maids working in the home. We have the wives. So they're running out to the kitchen. And the daughters-in-law. They're going out to the kitchen to check the food. Says the Mishnah Berurah that it's absolutely vital that they come into the Seder to the Chelek of Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyoimer. Because without that Chelek, you're not Yotze the Haggadah. So you see very clearly that that's the Ikka part of the Haggadah. Therefore, this very nice lady who says to me, you know, that's the favorite part of the Haggadah, because that's the bit I say, and I say that for my whole family, it's Tzorech Iyun, because that's the Ikka Chelek of the Haggadah. And if a woman is not Chayiv, and if she's not Chayiv in her Torah, how could she be Moitzia her husband and other men who are Chayiv in Torah? So the Maaseh has a very practical Nafka Minna, this Shaila. Let's have a look a bit closer. What does the Ramah mean in the name of the Rim et Londra that it's so important that the women and the children understand the Haggadah? Now the children, that's possible, they have to understand the Haggadah. Because I put a chiyuv of a gadat on the vincha. So the children have to understand it. But why is it important that the women understand? So the Bifi Yosef, the Chidor, brings B'Shem Sefer Kor Beis David. He says like this, and I want to give a bit of an introduction to what he says. What do we know for sure that women are chayovis on Seder night? So the Gemara, which says, in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, Ve'omer Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim chayovis v'arba koisis halolu, Sha'af hein hoyu bo'ois ha'nes. That we know that arba koisis, there's a special chiyuv. Tosfos says, has it not been for this special chiyuv, we would have said women are pitureis from arba koisis because it's mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. Even though it's only drabonon, nevertheless it follows the same rule, says Tosfos. But the reason why noshim chayovis on arba koisis is for a new rule of afhein hoyub ois anes. Rashi and Tosfos has a vachleikus what this means. Rashi learns that the women played a vital role in Yetzias Mitzrayim, b'shus noshim tzidkonis nigalu Mitzrayim. Tosfos says slightly different. Tosfos says because the women were also afflicted, were also enslaved, therefore they also need to celebrate the freedom. But al kaponim, there's a din d'rabbanon, arba koisis is d'rabbanon, and the rabbanon was still mechay of women because of afhein hoyu ba'ois ha'nes. Matzah, we know women are chayovas and say the night because of a hekesh. It says, Kol sheyeshne bebal teicha chomet, whoever's not allowed to eat chomet, which includes women, because mitzvahs lo yisaseh shazman grom and noshim chayovis, whoever's chayiv in the issa chomet has a mitzvah achilas matzah. So matzah, and that's also how we learn from Korban Pesach. But arba koisis, because of afen hoyu bo'is hanes. Tosfos asks a kasha here. If we see this rule of afhein hoyu bo'is hanes, to ask Tosfos, why is it when it comes to sukkahs, it's poshut that noshim are paturis from sukkah, and we don't say afhein hoyu bo'is hanes? The whole mitzvah of sukkah is to remember the ness of the nane kovid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us. Why don't we say that noshim achayov is to sit in the sukkah because of afhein hoyu bo'is hanes? Says Tosfos with a vital rule. Says Tosfos, sukkah is a mitzvah midairaisa. On a mitzvah midairaisa, where the Torah says men are chayiv, and there's a Torah rule that mitzvah saseh shazman grom and noshim apaturois, therefore the chachomim cannot come along and reintroduce a mitzvah, even midrabbonon, of afein hoyvois anes. Therefore, if the Torah says women are paturois, they're completely paturois from sukkah. Whereas arba koisis, which is a din d'rabbanan, on a din d'rabbanan, which noshim would be paturois because of mitzvah saseh shazman groma, comes along afein hoyu b'esanes to bring back that chiyuv for women as well. We find the same thing in two other places, by Megillah and by Chanukah. Both of them, plus Arba Chesis, are all Drabonons. We only find the concept of Afen Hoyu Ba'oisa Nes on a mitzvah Drabonon. Thus state in Tosfos. Comes along the Birkei Yosef, in the name of the Beis David, he says, I don't understand the Ri Melonda. Why is it so important that the women understand what's going on Seder night? Says the Beis David, Ein Hatam, you cannot tell me they need to understand because they are Chayovos in the Haggadah. It's Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. I am going to say, Afein Hoyu Bois Anes should be Machayev them in the Mitzvah Haggadah. It's not true, we've just seen it Tosfos. On a mitzvah min ha-Torah, you don't say Afein Hoyu Bois Anes. And the Rambam very clearly says, and nobody seems to argue on this point, that the mitzvah of Sipris Yitzrayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, you cannot bring in the rule of Afein Hoyu Bois Anes. So I cannot understand why women need to understand our God. That's the kasha of the Beis David quoted by the Birkei Yosef. He finishes off with a chiddush, which I cannot understand. He finishes off with a chiddush. He says like this. The reason why we need to make sure that the women understand the Haggadah, I'll read you out the words because they're so incredible. Elo mishum chiyuv didon. The reason why we need to make sure the women understand the Haggadah is because it's our chiyuv she'onu chayovim lahagid lenoshim. We have a chiyuv to make sure the women understand. Not for their chiyuv. They don't have a chiyuv. Like we have to make sure children don't have a chiyuv, they're under bar mitzvah. We have a chiyuv to tell the children. Says the Beis David, we have a chiyuv to tell the women, and that's why they need to understand. I haven't seen anybody who can explain this halacha. Where does he get it from that we need to tell the women? But doicha godol, that is a doicha godol. The Gemara says if you don't have a child at the Seder, so you say it over the Haggadah to your wife or to another woman. In other words, there is a case where you need to be mekayem the mitzvah by saying it over to a lady. And that's what he means. But that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is you need to tell it over to the women and the children and your seder together in a language which they understand. Tzorichiyun, what he means. But lemaisa, what do you see very clearly from this based David? That's poshut according to him. Not only do they not have a chiyuv in the Haggadah midrabbanon, they have no chiyuv at all. There's no chiyuv at all for a woman to say the Haggadah, and therefore they cannot be moitzi men according to this based of its dover poshut. However, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah gives a completely different reason why the women need to understand the Haggadah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, children need to understand because of the gadatzal levincha. The women. Shahare gam noshim chayoveis b'mitzvah salaylo b'amiras Haggadah. Mamish, the opposite of the Beis David, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why you need to translate every word that the women understand is because they also have a chiyuv in the Haggadah. As it's written in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Ayin Beis. So let's have a look at Shulchan Aruch's Tov Ayin Beis. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Gam hanoshim chayoves v'arba koises, that's a Gemara, u'b'chol mitzves hanahurges v'oise laila. And all the mitzvahs which apply on Seder night, women are included, says the Mishnah Berurah. What do we mean, kol mitzves? Matzah, morel, v'amiras Haggadah. Women are chayoves in the Haggadah, a much simpler pshat. The reason why you need to explain the Haggadah in English, it's because the women have a chiyuv and you've got to be moitzi them. The question we have, A, what level of chiyuv? And more important, why are they chayovis? We've just learned that Haggadah is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, and we've seen a rule that on a mitzvah min ha-Torah, we don't say, Afen hoyu bois anes. So what taka is the reason why noshim are chayovis in the Haggadah? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Even though it's mitzvah seishas man geroma, Mikom mokim chayovois sh'af hey hoyu ba'isa hanes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's the Mogen Avraham, the God, everybody, that the reason why Noshim Chayovois is Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Hanes. That makes sense, L'Chayra, for Arba Kaisis. I don't question that. Matzah, the Chayovois De'eraisa. But Haggadah? If Haggadah is De'eraisa, you can't say Af Hein Hoyu Ba'isa Hanes. So what's Takav Shat here in the Mishnah Berurah? Let's say it's not just the Mishnah Berurah, it's the Mogen Avraham and earlier. Okay. The Sefer HaChinuch, as far as I know, is the only Rishon which says explicitly that Noshim Ochayovois in Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just the Mefurish in Sefer HaChinuch, as far as I know, it's the only Rishon who says that. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, Zechidush Godloil Etzli. The Sefer HaChinuch says that women are chayovis min ha-Torah in Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah seishas man garoma. Ah, you're going to tell me. Afein hoi boi sanes. This is a deraisa. We don't say afein hoi boi sanes. We don't say afein hoi boi sanes. On a deraisa. Lemaisa, without going into the lomdus, shittas ha-Sefer HaChinuch is that lady is chayovis in Haggadah, and definitely according to the Sefer HaChinuch, she could be mitzi a man, but needs a hezba. Now, the Bikur Yosef, he says, you took it as Dova Poshut, that if it's a Doraisa, you cannot say Afein Hoyeboyes Hanes, and you base that on Tosfos Ipsachim. He says, that's not the last word on the subject, says the Chidol. Tosfos in the Gila, where Tosfos also discusses Afein Hoye Ba'os HaNes, Tosfos asks Akasha, we mentioned earlier that Noshim are Chayoves in Matzah. Why are the Chayoves in Matzah? Because we compare it to Chometz. Asks Tosfos, why do you need to come onto this hekesh? Says Tosfos. Why don't you say the chayovis to eat matzah because of af heim hoyu bo'oisanes? Now, according to Tosfos in Psochim, that question is not a question because matzah is a deraisa. You don't say af heim hoyu bo'oisanes. So you see from Tosfos already in his kasha, and he's not going to say the same answer as Tosfos in Psochim. You see from Tosfos. That's not so posh that you don't say Afein Hoye Ba'os HaNes on the Deraisa. Tosfos gives two terutzim. Terutz number one is that Enoch Hanama, Matzah, ladies would be chayovis to eat Matzah because of Afein Hoye Ba'os HaNes, but only to a level of a Derabbanan. In other words, Matzah starts off as a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The Torah exempts women because of mitzvah saseshas man grom. Afein hoye ba'os hanes can come along, reinstate that mitzvah, but only on the level of the rabbanon. So therefore, the Gemara brings a drosha to compare it to chometz that ladies are chayovis to eat matzah min ha-Torah. But al kaponim, you see very clearly from Tosfos, according to this teretz, that even on a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, you can't say afein hoye ba'os hanes to bring it up to a level of a derabbanan. If so, it's bechlal not shver what Shulchan Aruch says, that ladies are chayoves at all mitzvahs ha-layla, including Haggadah, it just won't be a chiv min ha-Torah, but be a chiv min derabbanan, because of afein hoye ba'os hanes. When Azoi state in Kama Poskim in the Prima Godim, in the Bachonon Vassaman, that's Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. When Shulchan Aruch says that Noshim Chayovis in Haggadah, it's taka not min ha-Torah like men, it's only midrabbanan because of Afein Hoye Ba'os HaNes. So at least we understand why the ladies need to understand Haggadah. But in our original Shaila, it comes out according to this, that ladies cannot be mitzi men who are definitely chayiv min ha-Torah.
Tosfos in first dosage brought.
Ipsochin. Doesn't hold it.
Said that specifically that the Chachomim would not reinstate.
Yeah, it's a Machlekes HaTosfos. There's a Lomdus, there's a Riskarov, understand the Lomdus behind it.
Yeah.
There's a very big Machlekes Chassidim Tosfos. Now comes Tosfos in Megillah with an even bigger Chiddush. Tosfos says, in the name of, we quoted the Ri Melandra. Now we quote the Ri from Yerushalayim, beautiful, Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Those are state Tosfos. Says Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, the reason why we need to be Mechayev ladies in Matzah, because of comparing it to Chometz. Because if you would rely on Afein Hoya Boyes Anes, Enoch and Nama, listen to this Kiddush, they would be Chayovos Min HaTorah, but there'd be another way to tell me they'll be Peturis Min HaTorah. Why? Because we know there are many connections, Tesvov, from Sukkah. And since we know Noshim are Peturis from Sukkah, I might have said Noshim should also be Peturis from Matzah. Comes along a heckish to compare to Chometz, to say that women are Chayovos in Matzah min HaTorah. You see clearly from this din of Tosfos, this Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, that Afein Hoya Bois HaNes is a Svara min HaTorah. It's a Torah Dikas Svara. It could even be Mechai V'Dairaisa. It's only by Matzah we need to come on to something else, because we might have compared it to Sukkah. Says again the Kri Megadim and Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, maybe that's Shita Shulchan Aruch. That Shita Shulchan Aruch is that Noshim Achayoves in Haggadah because of Afein Hoya Bois HaNes and even Deiraisa. To me, it's a shtickle appeller that Ramosha Feinstein, and I'm not an expert in Igros Moshe, he doesn't quote the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says the nafgemina between these two Tirutzim of Tosfos, whether women would be Chayoves min HaTorah, Midrabbanan, nafgemina is, can they be Moitzi men? Which is exactly the Shaila of Ramosha Feinstein. According to Tosfos in Psachim, women are bechelal not Chayoves in Haggadah. According to Tosfos in Megillah, according to one Teretz, the Chayoves Midrabbanan, according to one Teretz, the Chayev min HaTorah. Doraisa Drabbanon. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein himself comes out with a Muridik HaChidosh. He says a Pshat in Shulchan Aruch, which is different to every single Pesach as far as I know. A tremendous Chidosh of Rav Moshe, and he paskens Halacha L'maisa on this Shaila based on his understanding. Shulchan Aruch says, Tof Ayin Beis, Gam Hanoshim, what does Gam Hanoshim mean? As well as men, Rav Moshe understands this to mean, in the same level that men are chayev, Gam Hanoshim chayovis. Exactly the same level, not the same mitzvah, the same level of mitzvah as women are chayovis. If men are chayev, women are also chayovis. Ba'arbav kosis, or b'chol mitzvahs anaheges b'es alayla. Rav Moshe understands Shulchan Aruch to mean that just as men are chayev min HaTorah in the Haggadah, women are also chayovos min HaTorah. Where from? Nothing to do with Tosfos and Afein Hoya Bois. A new pshat. Listen to this, what Rav Moshe says. He says, there's a hekesh in the Torah. The hekesh says, whoever is osa to eat chometz has to eat matzah. Says Rav Moshe, that doesn't just mean matzah. It means everything on Seder night. Everything on Seder night, which is whoever is osa to eat chometz on Seder night, is chayav in all mitzvahs on Seder night. Min HaTorah. That's how Rav Moshe explains nothing to do with Afein Hoya Bois HaNes. And based on that, he says, Halacha L'maisa, it's quite mutter for a woman to be mitzi her husband in the mitzvah of Haggadah, even Rav Gamliel, because women are chayovis min HaTorah Haggadah, because we compare it to chometz. I haven't seen anyone who says such an amazing chiddush that women are chayovis in Haggadah because of the drosha to chometz. On Shabbos morning, when we say the long Piyut leading up to Pesach, it suddenly struck me that those who follow the Piyut, you see amazing chidushim here. Let me read you out this, and you'll see that it could be the remoshel of Mechavan to the Piyut on Shabbos HaGadol. Sochu, it's all in a rhyme, in a poem. Sochu, Chazal say, Shahanoshim tzrichim la'amso. Women need to, with urgency, exert themselves, b'chol milit apischa. All halachas of Pesach, b'lishimtza, without any leniency. Kol milit apischa, everything. Afal gav the mitzvah aseishas mangaroma bom loy nimtza, even though noshim apaturis from mitzvah aseishas mangaroma. Now, what would we expect the answer of the Piyut to be? We'd expect it to be afein hoy b'yisanes. Says the Piyut, shekol sheyeshnei bebalteich al-chometz, yeshnei bekumecheil matzah. He says, kol milit apischa, because of yeshnei bekumecheil matzah. The chayr, this is a tana de Messiah, to shittas remusha. Lemaisa, who am I to argue with a posik hador, Remusha Feinstein, who understands that he paskins halacha lemaisa? I can tell this lady, Remusha Feinstein paskins, that you can be moitzi, your husband, no question. We're talking about from the Gon, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Harad, all the poskim learn a different pshat in Shulchan Aruch. They say that Noshim Achayovis on Seder night for the Haggadah because of Af Hein Poyu Bois Anes. Now if you learn like the single pshat in Tosfos in Megillah, that you could say that on a Deraisa Enoch Anama, the Prima Godim says you can be married to the husband. But the Prima Godim himself is not, cannot choose what pshat in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch could mean that you only chayv midrabbanon. And that's what Rabbi Chanan Vassman also says. So tzorich ilm ledina, according to what we've been explaining, if taka, a woman is allowed to be mitzi husband. I taka don't know. Halacha l'maisa. Listen, k'day hu remesh, b'yisaymecha, but all other poskim are not like that. Just finish off, and we won't have time to develop it. There'll be two other angles to make noshim chayovis to say that God on Seder night. One d'oraisa and one d'rabbanon. Each one of them is a shin in its own right. We'll just finish with this. It says that noshim chayovis in matzah min haTorah. That's no question. But you cannot eat matzah in isolation. The Gemara says, what's lechem oini? Lechem she'oinin olav dvarim arba, says Rashi, Haggadah. Therefore, the poskim bring this, that because Noshim Chayovis to eat matzah min haTorah, mimela they have to also say the Haggadah min haTorah. There's another angle, the Bir Halach is very makbid on this, the Chaya Odom. Noshim Chayovis in Arba Kaisas, that's clear. Tosfos in Sukkah says that how do we know that ladies are Chayovis in Halil on Seder night? Says Tosfos, if Noshim Chayovis in Arba Kaisas, they didn't institute Arba Kaisas in isolation. Arba Kaisas came with Halil, with Haggadah, and therefore the Bir Halacha is very makbid that the women have to say the Haggadah in order to be Mekayim Arba Kaisas. But that again will only be Drabonon. To sum up, an interesting and important shaila, can a woman be moitzi the husband in the ikka chaluk of the Haggadah? This will all be totally on what level of chiyuv women have, if at all. We've learned, according to some, they have no chiyuv at all. We've learned some that they've got chiyuv min haTorah. And according to that, of course, they can be moitzi. And we've learned, roiv poskim seem to take on that they're only chayovis midrabbanon, and therefore they would not be allowed to be mitzi of a kvahoira hazok and remishas paskin, that it is mutter, and that's how we have to finish it up on my search.